Hey besties, I've got a bonus for you in the feed today to tell you about We Can Do Hard Things, a show we think you're going to love. We all do hard things every day, things like loving and losing, caring for children and parents, forging and ending friendships, battling addiction, illness, and loneliness, but often struggle in silence. That's where Glennon Doyle and her wife, Abby Wambach, and her sister, Amanda Doyle, come in. Twice a week, the three, with help from guests like Jane Fonda, Oprah Winfrey, and former First Lady Michelle Obama, strive to find light in darkness. They laugh, they cry, and help each other carry the hard in hopes of living a bit braver and less alone. I'm excited to bring you a listen into an episode with author and clinical psychologist Lindsay C. Gibson. Lindsay joins Glennon, Abby, and Amanda to talk about the effects of being raised by emotionally immature parents, mapping out two routes children often take, becoming internalizers or externalizers, and how that plays out in adult relationships and professional lives. Take a listen.
When you are raised by an emotionally immature parent, regardless of whether it's their fault that they were that, we can release that, like the faulting of it all. What, as a child, if you are raised by a parent who is egocentric, who has all of these defenses, who has affective realism, who has poor empathy, what happens to you as a child? You talk about two routes we can take as an internalizer or an externalizer, right? So talk to us about that experience as a child and then how you might know that you are an adult child of a emotionally immature person. What might show up in your life?
As you can imagine, little children need their parents to be able to see them, help them understand what feelings are, help them understand themselves. I mean, these are all things that, you know, little children need. And they don't just get it from their parents. I mean, they get it from, you know, other adults, they get it from teachers, even their peers. But the problem with the family that has emotionally immature parents is that their kids end up having to supply that empathy, that resonance to the parent. And it typically is done out of fear. Okay. In other words, if I try to be very empathic toward my mom because she's likely to, you know, blow a gasket and get very volatile if things don't go her way. Now I'm being empathic. I'm being very concerned about her. And that's good because I'm building empathy and I'm a sensitive little kid, but it's not good for me because I'm having to pull out of an undeveloped personality a level of empathy and effort that I'm really not prepared to make. So that's why a lot of adult children of emotionally immature parents feel tired all the time, because they keep doing that in their relationships automatically, you know, very vigilant about what the other person needs, because that was how they started life. That's how they learned what life was about. So it's very tiring. It makes it so that that child approaches problems feeling initially very overwhelmed because, you know, they haven't been helped to, you know, kind of grow up and develop coping mechanisms with a parent who protects them from being overwhelmed and teaches them how to deal with problems. Instead, that parent is more likely the source of the overwhelm. Okay. So that kid grows up in a kind of a outwardly over mature way, like they can handle anything. Their friends come to them with their problems.
You call them old souls. They get, yeah, they're the ones that call old souls.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. Old soul. Exactly. Yep. The problem is that they're not old souls. They're kids who had to grow up too fast. And so what we want to be aware of is how deceptive it can look on the outside. This adult child would look like a person who had it all together, Mm-hmm. You know, they're the one on whom other people depend. But inside, they may feel like they are caving or like they really don't know what to do, but they can't show anybody that they don't know what to do. They just have to figure everything out on their own.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're thinking about how would you know if you were a person like this, an adult child, I think it would be that feeling of I had to grow up too fast. I was overwhelmed, and yet I still had to cope. I still had to be the one that took care of things. And I felt emotionally lonely.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge piece of it.
Mm.
Because you don't have a parent who's capable of empathizing with your emotional experiences.
Yeah.
They're not interested in it. They don't care to talk about it. They tell you you're going to be okay. They tell you not to worry about it. But they can't go in there and sit with you and be with you in it in a resonant, empathic way. They just can't bring themselves to do that.
And is it because they're afraid? They're afraid, right? What is the part where you say they're very afraid of big feelings, of big expressions of intimacy or expression of feeling emotionally immature parent can't handle, which I think is so interesting because kids blame themselves for that, right? You say that if a kid shows a parent their most vulnerable self and their parent can't handle that and shuts it down for some reason, then the kid learns the most real part of me is not attractive to my parents. There must be something wrong with me.
Right.
So when you have a parent who is afraid of emotional intimacy, the kid thinks the most real part of me is shameful. There must be something wrong with me. There must be something wrong with me. Is that a hallmark of an adult child, of an emotionally immature parent, is someone who constantly thinks that there's something wrong with the realest part of them?
Yes. Yeah. That's really well said because...
Well, you said it. I just quoted that from you. So. you nailed that.
Yeah. Well, you know, yes, there is that feeling. I mean, when we all get that feeling,
yeah.
Like if we're really upset and maybe we call a friend or, you know, we run into somebody and we download on them because we're so upset about something and the other person just doesn't respond mm-hmm. with much interest or emotion, we feel too like there's something wrong with us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not because the child is overly sensitive mm-hmm. or it's because they're a child. It's because they're a human being. Mm-hmm. And when we get like a blank face or a startled face or a face that looks like, I don't know what you're talking about, it makes us feel like, oh, there must be something wrong with me or I said the wrong thing. You know, because you're trying to get a sense of control of the situation.
Yeah.
And you're frantically trying to figure out, how did I create this bad connection? Okay. Mm. But if the person is emotionally immature, then there's probably going to be a not so great connection anyway. And that's where that feeling comes from.
Hmm.
But the other thing that emotionally immature people do is they do this moral judgment thing on other people. It can be very subtle. It can be very overt. But the message is that I have a need and you better fill it for me and you better do it quick because I need it right now. And if you don't, then you're bad. So when an emotionally immature person comes across your boundary and they, you know, do something that is asking you to go against what's best for you and serve them, they're doing it in a morally obligated way.
Oof.
In other words, you will feel like it's up to you to meet their need. And if you don't, that you're a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here we go to the internalizer type of adult child. The internalizing type of person will take that to heart in a big way. Okay. They'll be like, oh, you know, I was selfish. I should have self-sacrificed. I didn't respond quickly enough. I wasn't generous enough. because the internalizing personality looks inside themselves and tries to not only figure out what they did wrong, but they try to understand what they need to do to fix it. They're always trying to improve themselves, always trying to, you know, catch it before it gets out there with other people. And so that internalizing, it's a skill, really, but it makes a person take in the projections of the emotionally immature person in a way that, you know, really makes them feel terrible about themselves and lets the emotionally immature person completely off the hook. Now, there's another type of personality, the externalizer, and they just, you know, basically blame everybody for everything that happens to them. Everything gets kicked out as soon as it comes in, so that it's always somebody else's fault. And you can imagine a lot of emotionally immature people are like that. And so if you have an internalizer child who's taking stuff in, questioning themselves, trying to learn, trying to understand themselves, and then you have an externalizing parent who says, I didn't do anything. It's your fault. You're the problem. You know, that's like a terrible combination. Because it all flows into the heart of the person who, you know, is least defended against that kind of distortion because they're ready to learn. They're ready to change. They're self-reflecting.
If you want to hear more from Glenn and Abby and Amanda's conversation with Lindsay C. Gibson, head over to We Can Do Hard Things, episode 263. If you like what you hear, join them and guests like Tracy Ellis Ross, Gloria Steinem, Elizabeth Gilbert, Brandi Carlile, and Brene Brown every Tuesday and Thursday on the free Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.